Got Your Back Podstream is brought to you by Kinprint. For all your company's promotional needs, they do it all. Apparel, promotional products, using the highest quality brands. They do logo design, signage, and printing. Kinprint will promote your brand with excellence. Visit kinprint.ca. How are you doing, folks? Welcome to Got Your Back, live post-game edition, coming to you from the rink down here at Ice District. The Oilers, 3-1 win over the Ottawa Senators, and they keep on streaking. Zach Heim, fantastic performance tonight. Jason Strudwick standing by. We are going to break it all down for you, as always. Got Back brought to you by our fabulous title sponsor, Sherwood Buick GMC. Check out their massive, amazing showroom. They are the number one GMC dealership, volume-wise, in all of Canada for 5 years running, and it's easy to see why. They take great care of their customers. A friend of mine shot me a text message today from their lot. Said, who should I talk to? I said, anybody. They take great care of their clientele. Tell them that Got Your Back sent you. You'll get some fabulous pricing as well as 3 free ultimate detail packages. Go see Phil and the crew at Sherwood Buick GMC, the big, beautiful dealership just off Baseline Road on the way into Sherwood Park. Coming to you from the mobile long shot studio tonight. Amazing golf, a fantastic sports bar experience. Visit longshots.ca. That is longshots with a Z.ca. No Rob Brown right now, busy with his day job. We do have Struds, and we do have Zuby. Zuby, how you doing, buddy? What's going on in Kelowna?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. What's going on is we got a big cold snap coming. First one of the year. We got minus 20 on deck for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Right now we got
snow. Look like winter here today, hey, Struds? Sorry, Zubes.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you off, Zubes. I think that...
There's a little delay. I thought he was done. Sorry.
Go on, Zoobs. Oh, no. Okay. We'll cut you off. Yeah. Okay. Great. Anyways, yeah, it looks like we do have that coming in, Shocker. I had to get that in before Zuby finished his story.
You're such an ass. Okay. You know what, Struds? I'm going to come right back at you. I'm counterpunching right now.
Go on.
So, Zuby, we're in the press box tonight, and Struds and Brownie came over to say hello, and we're chit-chatting. Tony Brar walks by. Happy-go-lucky guy, right? Tony Brar.
Yeah.
Oilers fans will know him from Oilers TV.
Yep.
Great guy. So positive, full of energy, handshakes. How's it going, guys? Strutty, how are you? Happy New Year, my man. Strutty goes, I reject your New Year's. I reject it. Flat out, I saw it happen, Zuby. Like, I saw him do it. This guy is living the negativity that he's preaching on this podcast. Struds, rude.
Buddy, I was in that building for a couple of minutes. I had 3 people wish me a happy new year. I was on tilt.
So did you reject them all?
No, because I only reject the people I know. So what I did is I did reject someone earlier today about it. But to be fair, I sent Tony a message that said, hey, buddy, let me apologize. Just in case you didn't hear it, I rejected your happy new year's.
You know what, Struds? There's a toll that is paid for this. You're just walking around because you're on this crusade. You're going to change. But somebody, when they extend that sentiment to you, it's meaningful to them. It comes from the heart. And you know what, Struds? Right. It hurts. Right. I saw Tony in the press room tonight. Head was down, sitting in a chair all by himself. Like, he looked like he was having a hell of a tough night. So you know what, Struds? I'm going to let you hear what the toll is of your insensitivity. Roll it, Zuby.
So, Tony, how did it feel when you wished Jason Strudwick a happy new year? And he flat out, in your face, rudely said, I reject your New Year's.
You know, the great thing about an interaction like that, Shocker, is I don't put a lot of weight into how people respond to that. I focus on things that I can control. Wow. I try to spread positivity and kindness every day. And by the way, who made this rule that you can't say Happy New Year?
Struds made it. It's a Struds rule.
It's a Struds rule. I'm not surprised. And I'm not surprised he's wrong either.
Did you feel it was rude?
You know what? No comment. No comment.
Too nice, buddy. It was rude. Thanks, Tony. Hey, Happy New Year and cheers.
Hey, Happy New Year and Happy Saturday.
Thanks, buddy. Hard to wreck that guy's night, Struds, but you almost did.
Tony is young. He's a good-looking guy, and he's got a sick head of hair. I'm pretty sure he's going to be okay. I'm pretty sure he's going to walk away. But I got to be myself. I've got to live my true self. I no longer live in the shadows. I got to come out and be exactly who I am. And I will fight the fight for those that agree with me.
Even if there's a human cost, you're okay with that.
Whatever human cost is, you'll be like, whatever just mayhem he leaves in his wake.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess, Tony, I think there's a difference too, Struds, with people who say it to you who are like friends of the show and saying it with a wink and a nod, and maybe people who aren't in on the joke. So,
yeah, Tony wasn't in on the joke.
No, Tony's not in on it.
He was not in on the joke. He was not.
Tony should be thanking me because I just provided him with weeks of content when he's talking with his buddies saying, can you believe this idiot? He rejected my Happy New Year.
Can you believe it? No, that's the thing. Tony doesn't say a negative word or send an ounce of negative energy in any direction, Struds. He is the counterbalance to whatever you've got going on in 2024. Let's get to the breakdown because there was a hockey game tonight brought to you by Adrenaline Diesel, Edmonton's heavy-duty diesel truck repair shop. A unique shop for two reasons. They can do custom jobs, right? Custom exhaust, custom engines, custom body work. And if you could think of it, they can get it done. And then they are the Ghostbusters. If you've got a problem with your engine, you can't figure out why, other mechanics can't figure it out, take it to Adrenaline. They will make it their mission in life to figure it out for you. They are the Ghostbusters. They love a challenge. High standards and great service. Visit AdrenalineDiesel.ca. Zach Hyman, goals number 22, 23, no, 23, 24, and 25. On pace for, oh, I don't know, Struds, 57, 58, something like that. His third hat trick of the season. It's getting a little ridiculous with this Zach Hyman goal scoring thing.
Absolutely crazy. I just want to comment on the first goal. The way that Zach reacted, I thought it was his goal. Like, just, he kind of put his head down, lifted his hands up. Like, it just, I thought it was his. But anyways, that just says the point. But you're right. I mean, his contract, I know there's people when they signed, oh, this is a terrible contract and this and that. You know, here we are, what is it, 3 years into it? And this guy's going to have the career of his life. Or, sorry, season of his life. Yeah. And it's just, it's incredible. He's scoring. And he isn't sacrificing the other parts of his game, which are his calling card, the hard work, you know, setting up plays. Knobloch talked about in post game how he set up the previous game a puck for McDavid, who made a nice pass to Nuge. But it is just so impressive the way he's doing it, and just a perfect complementary player beside 97.
We'll get to the Weiss Johnson mentions here early on YouTube. Skeptical says Struds and Jason Gregor have the same hair right now. So thanks for that, Skeptical.
You want to talk about me? I reject that comment. I'm rejecting everything I don't like.
Have you seen Greg's? Every day he comes to the rink, we make him take his hat off. And he's such a good sport. He keeps on doing it. He takes it off every day. Oh, boy.
I know. I saw him tonight. I should ask him. I didn't even think of it. He had a nice cap on. He looked nice, actually. He looked well-dressed. I should have said something, but I didn't.
We'll get more from the stream coming up and Ask Us Anything in a little bit here. Yeah, Hyman, it's impressive, man, the way he posts up on that post, and he's just a ninja over there. Like, I don't think that's an easy job, man. You got to sit there. You take a bit of a beating. You got to be ready. He's just a specialist at the side of the net.
Yeah, he really understands how to how can I say it? You know, some guys will present a small piece of their blade and someone has to thread it past through it. But he presents as much space on his body as he can so that McDavid can just shoot it off him or whatever.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, and that I feel like that's dismissing Hyman's skill set, but he's just creating a wall to bounce the puck off him or to continue a play and get a rebound off there. And he gets it. Like, he's a very smart hockey player. You know, I've talked a little bit about his skill set not being completely elite, but his brain fires at a very high level. He's very smart, intuitive about how to help and support his teammates, line mates. Yeah.
Really good. Really, really good. Did we get a clip from Zach Hyman tonight? Struds?
Yeah.
I was doing the interviews. You guys were picking which clips you wanted.
Yeah. I think, what did I have? It's Hyman on, that's about how he scores goals and creating the angle on the power play.
Here he is.
Connor made a great play there, right? But just trying to find an angle to see if, you know, if he's going to shoot it. Maybe I can be a little like basketball backboard and give him an extra 2 feet. Or if he makes a heck of a play like that, I can kind of tip in, whether it hits my body or goes right in or lays there for somebody coming down. I just think it's a good play instead of just, I guess, traditionally, you know, when I first got in the league, I would just stand in front of the goalie. You got to be creative and find ways.
And remind you that our sound box brought to you by Weis Johnson Heating and Air Conditioning. The cold is here, and there is more on the way. It is the perfect time to throw in the old garage heater. I had one put in last year, and man, is it ever worth it. Getting into a nice, toasty, warm car through the cold summer months, Weis Johnson can help you do that. They do a great job. They've got great products, and a garage heater is a game changer in the Alberta weather. Visit Weis-Johnson.com. Let's get to the goaltending, Struds. I thought, the Oilers carried the bulk of the play and had the bulk of the really good chances, but I thought they turned some bad pucks over. And I thought Stuart Skinner did an especially good job tonight of being really sharp in moments where his teammates were not.
Second period, there was a sequence where two Oilers players try to make a long stretch pass from their zone standing still. That is very hard to do, right? Yeah. It's a long change. And both times it came in the other way. And I think there was a shot on one, then a fumbleitis by Otto on the other. But it's a really dangerous game when you start to make on the long change standing pass, and they did that. But let's give some credit where it's due. Forsberg was really good tonight. He made some really good saves. I'm thinking Hyman on the back door gets his pad down. There is no doubt the second goal, that was a really hard one to swallow for Forsberg. Other than that, I think he would have been a star. If he doesn't let that one, he's probably a star. And on the other side, Skinner too. I mean, Skinner made some really key saves. Got a little bit lucky. Zach McEwen, who didn't play a lot, felt like he was out there a lot more than maybe he has 6 minutes to reflect. But with Skinner, made some really good saves. Didn't get the shutout, but that average keeps ticking up. You know, if he continues on this play, his save percentage is going to be over 900, and that would put him on the first 50 of the goalies on the in the league. Big upgrade from where he was before.
Yeah, that's something. Too bad. I mean, too bad they got the one on him. I mean, he said shutouts are nice, but that's not really what I'm here to do. But you know, that would have been a gooder for him. But still, one goal night, you're definitely going to be really happy with. We're going to dig into the penalty kill maybe in a little bit more detail later on in the podcast, but we do have to. I mean, we have to go there. They were so good, Struds. That 4-minute penalty kill that they had. And Chris Knobloch, he wanted to give players specific roles and empower them. And when you look at the way they killed that penalty, just rolling those same, you know, three sets, a couple of forwards and those blue liners out there, just really, really impressive the way these players have embraced this role that they've been given by the head coach. And he's setting them up for success with consistency.
It's absolutely huge. And this is something we've been talking about on this podcast for a while, was, you know, kind of define roles for everybody. And these six players, they have it. That was a really important 4-minute penalty kill. The Oilers to come out firing. They had multiple chances early, didn't get it. Then it's all of a sudden a 4-minute power play. Like, oh boy, look out. Senators have not had the season they want, but they've got some talent and they can definitely score. But the Oilers did a really good job killing that penalty. It was huge, those 4 minutes, because it could have been, you know, 1-0 the other way, 2-0. You know, maybe we're talking about a different outcome here. But those six players are rolling out there. They're getting the job done. And I think it's really important for that. And then even on the back end, you know, guys know that they're going out. The person that's getting lost a little bit in this new regime is Kulak. Kulak's on the power play or the penalty kill. Yeah. And we've seen, I think, especially the last 2 or 3 games, we've seen Darnay getting 4 minutes, 3 minutes more than Kulak. Because of the penalty kill, and then maybe a little extra time here and there. So something worth, you know, I've been noticing the last little bit, but yeah, getting that, those six forwards, understanding this is your job, this is what you do. And then you feel comfortable with not only your partner up front as a winger or center, but also your D-men. You get to know their tendencies as well.
You just made a really good point. I mean, Darnay's minutes tonight, 1737. Now 220 of that was on the penalty kill. Kulak was 13:07. Every second of it was even strength. So Vinny Desharnais pulling over 4 minutes and 30 seconds more ice time in this game. than Brett Kulak. That's a great point, Struds.
But I think that's two games in a row now. I might be wrong, but something to keep an eye on. You know, this just a little bit of shifting of minutes. So right now he's playing like a six, Kulak.
Okay, time to get to our You Can Youth Services Relentless Player of the Game. This one feels easy for me, Struds, but I'll let you get to it in just a second here. An Edmonton charity dedicated to helping young people move out of harm's way and back into school or into the workforce, relying on the support of the community for things like rent, food, work, clothes, bus passes. Your donations go directly to helping their youth build lives, and they're very proud of all of them as they continue to work their way through a fantastic program at UCAN Youth Services. They're relentless in supporting youth find economic independence. Visit UCAN.ca. Does a puck in the face win it? I think a puck in the face should probably win it. What do you think?
Well, we could give it to Hyman almost every night, let's be honest. Yeah. So I think switching up and going to CC is the right call. You know, Chris Knobloch talked a little bit after post-game about CC's willingness to, you know, get in front of shots and then blocking shots, and Skinner's goalie talked about it as well. He had, by my count, more than two for sure, but one off his face that he didn't see coming. But then he comes back and outstretches his foot. Boom, hits his foot, and he just keeps ticking. But that's contagious, right? That people see that, and that goes through their lineup. So for me, Cody Ceci, congrats, buddy. First time winner for him.
Relentless player of the game, brought to you, excuse me, by UCAN Youth Services. I was in the locker room after the game, Struds. Evan Bouchard's working his way through his interview with a busted up nose and face and bleeding and all that. He looked thrilled to be talking to us, by the way. Then you got Cody Ceci with a puck in the face. Darnell Nurse, a couple of blocks that looked tough for him. Looking around the room thinking, this is probably what it should look like after a winning streak.
Well, just after wins, it's hard to win. Winning is hard. It's not supposed to feel easy. You're not supposed to be unmarked after a win. So what's the reward? Well, they probably go out and have something to eat tonight. Day off tomorrow, I'm guessing. And then flight Monday out to where? Chicago, right?
Yep.
Practice, Chicago. Fly to Chicago. And then you take on Chicago Blackhawks AHL team. So it's an exciting time for the Oilers, but that's what it takes. You got to feel the pain to win.
Okay. Tons more ahead on the podcast, but that was the breakdown brought to you by Adrenaline Diesel. Before we go to break, Zuby, can you pop back up here, bud? Listen. I feel that I was rude to you early on in the podcast today. I asked you a question and then I cut you off before you could answer it. And I think that was rude of me. And you know what, Zuby? Unlike others, when I'm rude, I own it. I own it and I apologize, and I shouldn't have done that to you. It was rude of me. And the last thing I want to be viewed as is an asshole or someone who's rude to people, especially people I like, nice people like you, Zuby.
I do not reject your apology. I accept it. And it's all good, man. I have a tendency to go long sometimes in my small part and my small role here. So no problem. I took a long pause.
Are you finished?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good, good. Sorry. Just didn't want that to happen again. No. We're going to go to break, Struds. I'm going to text you Tony's number. You can actually fire him a quick note here. If you see fit. We'll be right back. Say goodbye to unruly hair and hello to a smooth and silky back in minutes with Backscape. Shave your back solo with no mess with Backscape's water-resistant long handle and patented six-blade design, leaving you with a no-mess shaving experience all in less than 5 minutes. Shop now for 40% off select kits just for you, our Got Your Back listeners. Use promo code GYBPOD on checkouts and make 2024 your year to elevate your grooming routine.
Time to talk about your mortgage? It doesn't have to be a daunting conversation. With over 16 years in the industry, Maria Gallus with Maximal Mortgages knows how to make it easy. With access to dozens of different lenders, let Maria customize the perfect solution for you. Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or renewing, or a first-time buyer, Maria's simplistic approach and expert advice will have you feeling confident you're in great hands, making informed decisions. Take the stress out of your mortgage journey. Contact Maria Gallus at mortgagesbymaria.ca. That's mortgagesbymaria.ca.
Long Shots Golf is the destination for both golf enthusiasts and sports fans. Top-of-the-line TrackMan simulators provide a highly entertaining and accurate golf experience, while a full-service sports bar loaded with big screens and scratch kitchen make it a truly unique destination. They have locations in Sherwood Park and Edmonton. Experience the best indoor golf and sports bar in town. Visit longshots.ca. That's longshots with a Z.ca.
All right, time now for takeaways brought to you by Martin Motorsports. The cold is here and the snow is on the way. You're going to want to be ready to ride, right? Visit Martin Motorsports and check out their lineup of pre-owned sleds, all priced to sell, so you can enjoy winter with a new-to-you machine. Stop in at their west or south end locations or check out their pre-owned lineup online at martinmotorsports.com. .ca. The snow enthusiasts just crossing their fingers. It's coming. We're going to get some. Ski hills need it. Farmers need it. Everybody needs it. Hopefully it's on the way. Takeaways tonight, Strutty. I actually didn't have a really significant plan for this segment, but I think we need to talk more about the penalty kill, because just how significant the turnaround has been from where they were earlier on this season. It's not like they got a bunch of new players in their lineup. It's not like, you know, but when Chris Knobloch came in, he empowered Mark Stewart to take the thing over and just basically said, yeah, like he's going to have to. And for a guy to do that for the first time, to run a penalty kill for the first time, not that he's new to the game, but I just think we need to give Stewart just a ton of credit here. Like, this has been phenomenal the way this group has gone, and he's at the helm of the thing.
Yeah, they're almost at 80%. But can you imagine the conversation? Okay, Mark Stewart, we're going to make you in charge of the penalty kill. Sounds good. What's your idea? Take 97 and 29 off it. I'm sorry, what'd you say? I said to take off the two best players in the world. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. And he's earned his stripes with that decision, because he's put taking those two guys off. Like, they're still getting, you know, a little bit of cleanup here and there, and maybe a really important one they put out Drysdale, but they're taking those guys off, empowering the other six guys to extra minutes. So Brown's getting extra minutes, bottom six player. Ryan's getting extra minutes, bottom six player. Janmark getting more minutes, bottom six player. Who am I missing else is the bottom six? Because it's,
well, I mean, at a, like,
I guess it
Fogel depends, was at a certain
point. Yeah, Fogel, and I guess, yeah. So there's a few there, but I love that choice, and that takes confidence to make that decision, to pull that guy, those two guys off it. But it's a right choice, because today you saw at the end of the second period, when they had a power play, the Oilers did, there was no way those guys were coming off that power play. They were staying out there, and there was multiple times. And to be fair, that power play wasn't exactly dynamic.
No.
Right? It wasn't incredible. The pass were a little bit off. It wasn't beautiful. But
and there were whistles too, Struts. There were whistles. Yeah, they had the chance to take them off.
There was two times specifically where I'm like, they're going to pull this guy up. They did not do it. They didn't even look at the bench. They didn't even look at the whatever side. They were like,
don't make eye contact. Yeah.
So I like it. I like that he's given these other guys a chance to take ownership of that role. And they have taken ownership. This thing's almost at 8% now. So, and they're confident. And confidence goes a long way when you're trying to kill penalties night in, night out.
Evander Kane maybe getting lost in the shuffle a little bit too, right? Basically not on either penalty kill anymore.
Both guys, Kane and Kulak, two veterans that right now don't have a spot on the specialty teams, and your minutes suffer for that. One other takeaway I want to say is that the Oilers said, I think they had 46 shots today. 22 of them were off the stick of the first three players on that first line. You know, Hyman, McDavid, both at 8, and Nuge at 6. So that's 22 shots off of their sticks tonight.
If the Olympics started tomorrow, would that be a line? Like, why wouldn't you just take that line?
Because people want to see Sidney Crosby playing with McDavid.
I guess so. I mean, Sid will be on the team too. Sure.
Well, I look at. Yeah, I'll put
Nuge would be the one, right?
But with Hyman beside McDavid is a lot like Crosby had with Chris Kunitz.
Yeah.
If you remember, I believe he made it, and people, Chris Kunitz, can't have him out there. He's a fourth line grinder that plays on the first line. That's what he is. And he was really good and smart player. And it's a perfect compliment. You know, we go back in that signing and the way it's worked out for both the Oilers, McDavid, and Hyman, couldn't be better, man. Couldn't have been a better signing.
For sure. So Chris Knobloch becomes the first coach in NHL history to put together 2 7-game winning streaks in his first 25 games. I heard Jack Michaels on the broadcast blast that one out. I'm not sure if that's his stat or whatever, where that came from, but interesting. Yeah. Like, this guy, he seems to have a knack for not getting in the way. And to me, I feel like that's a skill for a coach at times, Struds.
I think he is understated. I think that he knows what he wants to do, but I feel like he's very understated. He just kind of does things quietly, right? Just all of a sudden this happens or that happens, or, you know, just quietly. I think it was the Devil's game where he put Fogle and the Cloud with Leon.
Yep.
Like, these things just happen. It's not a big fanfare. He's not going to let it build up, but he seems to have the right touches right now and makes the right moves. You know, even I'm going to give you credit for the point you gave the other day where having Holloway and Broberg, both the minors, playing a lot. Like, that's a subtle move, but that's a right move for his team and for those two players and the organization, right? So just subtle things that he's done that I like. You know, I would like to see Calvin Pickard play in Chicago on Tuesday.
He'll play in Chicago, eh?
Yeah, I think that's really – I was looking at Stuart Skinner's 9th in minutes played this year. Ready for goalie. So you're getting up there, right? You're up the top.
Yeah, he's young. Young legs.
I don't know. He was younger last year when he got to the playoffs and he looked tired to me. So I think we got to be careful the way that works. But I don't want to make this about the goalies. But just everything he done seems to have worked out well. I think the Connor Brown thing, he's still got to get Connor going. I just – scoring-wise. Mm.
Yeah, for sure.
That seems to be the guy who hasn't. I think that's the only guy in the team that I'd say is kind of not fulfilling his job or hasn't, right?
As far as expectation, you know.
Yeah, expectation. I like that word. Yeah,
I think that's fair. How about him in a 2-0 game trying to like reverse toe drag along the offensive blue line?
Yeah.
And almost puked.
Yeah.
And thinking, not you. You can't do that. Not you.
Yeah. Yeah. Not when you know you're going to go back and score one the other way, right? That's a tough sell for a coach to take.
Hey, Vander Kane went back to the he didn't go back. I think he's flat out got a different stick going. So still bizarre, man. Guy was on an 8-game heater and then changed his stick, and now he's changed it to something different again.
I liked it at the end of the game that we're Knobloch to go back to him. He puts out was it Brown and Kane with Leon? I like that.
Yeah.
And Kane almost scored. Had a couple whacks at it. Didn't get it done. You know, they're gonna need Vander, right? They need this guy. They need him.
Oh yeah.
Flat out, they need him being one of the better players. And he had a great start, has cooled down a little bit. But they're gonna need him, so gotta keep him feeling it.
Heading back to the Weiss Johnson soundbox, Stuart Skinner. He gets a first up close look at that penalty kill every single night that we've been talking about a lot tonight, and chatted a little bit about that post game.
Now, where you know, for the most part, they're funneling the shots where you guys want them to come from.
Yeah, I think so. Especially on our PK, our guys are doing a good job at trying to make it predictable, which is, you know, it's key for everybody because then it's predictable for our players too, being able to get the pucks out. I would agree with that assessment for sure.
Gomez chimes in. Stretty says, "Sugar looks like he's getting his passport photo taken." decent shout. Strud's appearance on the podcast tonight brought to you by our good friends over at Kin Print. High quality apparel, promotional products to take your brand to the next level. Visit kinprint.ca. A couple more segments left in the pod. A bit of a hint at Strutty's world. What do people have to look forward to tonight, Paul?
Just a little insight into the penalty kill.
Okay, more PK.
Generic. Yeah.
I like it. More penalty kill chatter. Very short break, and then we will take a lap when we come back.
When you make a mistake, heads should roll. It's not right. And
okay, hang on.
How are we making out, Zuby?
It's going to happen. Give me 2 seconds here. Something went funky with my second ad break.
Why don't we just get to
Hang on, I can do it. Here we go. Hang on 1 second.
Sure, I'm gonna do it this way. Sure, this is gonna go great.
Here we go.
Are you ready to elevate your moving experience? Trusted for over 100 years, Ferguson Moving and Storage are your partners in relocation, ensuring your journey is smooth and stress-free. And say goodbye to surprises with Ferguson's transparent flat rate pricing. Contact them now for a free moving quote and use the promo code Ferguson to receive $100 off your next move. Visit FergusonMoving.com and let them lift your expectations.
The Edmonton Sport and Social Club's spring season is set to go in May, and registration is just around the corner. Team up with your pals to play in slow pitch, beach volleyball, outdoor soccer, ultimate frisbee, and even cornhole leagues to keep the spring months full of excitement. Spring leagues begin in May. Registration opens on February 8th. Visit EdmontonSportsClub.com for more details.
If you own or operate a business, you know the value of a great employee. Just ask Shogger. Pathfind is here to help you find your next star player to help take your business to the next level. Pathfind can help with recruitment, career transition, leadership coaching. They truly have your whole team covered. Building you a championship caliber roster, find your team's path forward at pathfind.ca.
Almost, Zuby. Almost, buddy.
We're back.
Nice recovery. All right. Time to take a lap, brought to you by Backscape. The product that has taken the online world by storm right now, it's everywhere. Get rid of unwanted back hair by yourself with Backscape. You got a water-resistant rechargeable shaver being modeled by my brother Rick there. Coupled with the long handle, lets you take care of business on your own. You can shave in any direction with no bumps, no cuts. It's easy. It's awesome. Right now is their biggest sale of the year, 30 to 50% off. Visit Backscape.com. That's B-A-K-scape.com. And choose from a variety of packages delivered right to your door. And don't forget about that promo code, GYBPOD. Buddy, time to take a lap. Where are we going, buddy?
Well, the only thing harder than Backscape in this world is Connor Bedard. And he was hit last night by Brennan Smith of New Jersey. Got hit in the face. Wasn't an illegal hit. There's nothing wrong with it, but he did fracture his jaw, and he's out now for, I'm guessing 2, 4, 6 weeks, somewhere in there. Maybe go a little longer with the young guy because fractured jaw. Now, it's sad because, I think he's coming to Edmonton here right away, and people want to see him and all that. And not only is he out, the guy who stood up for him and fought, Nick Foligno, he broke his finger in it. But not only that, Taylor Hall, the guy who was supposed to help him, he's gone for the year. Corey Perry, we know what happened. He's gone. Anthony Sioux's out. Seth Jones is hurt. A ton of guys are out. They have eight of their top 12 forwards sitting out and Seth Jones. So this team is decimated. But don't cry for the Blackhawks, Shogger, because they are in a rebuild phase and they got their first rounder this year. And I don't think they're going to be able to beat San Jose. San Jose's epic. They've have an 11th game losing streak on right now. But the Blackhawks are trying with all these injuries. Crazy. And a funny quote from Luke Richardson said, I was asked, how is he, quote, dealing with these injuries? He said, lots of exercise and wine. So it sounds a little bit like the Ryan Rashog path when I have a bad night.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not quite so much on the exercise front. So you were okay with that hit, eh? I don't hear people out there saying that it was a bad hit, but just, hey, young guy coming through the middle, and that's going to happen, right? That's everybody probably has it happen kind of once the first time, and then you get a little bit better at avoiding it, Struds.
I think you do, but just more aware that it might be there. Like there was nothing, there are hits sometimes where you see there's player X, I'm going to go and run this guy, like Nick Cousins. Nick Cousins is a guy who's been doing that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. That wasn't it from Brendan Smith. I didn't feel that. I didn't see it. It just happens. People get hurt. If that was on, that would happen to Connor Brown. Bad example. To another lesser player in the bottom of the lineup, broke his jaw. It's barely even newsworthy. Yep. But because it's Connor Bedard, he's out. So it's very newsworthy.
Yep.
Now, moving to my second one, I rarely get excited about goalie saves. But there was a ton of games tonight, and the Montreal Canadiens got up on the Rangers and had a win in overtime in a shootout. and Samuel Montembeau versus Mika Zibanejad. Now, if you can spell either one of their last names, you're a much better person than I am. But Zibanejad comes in and makes a move, and it gets Montembeau sliding to his left. Mika brings the puck back and slides it into the net. And with the heel of his stick, Montembeau stops it and shoots it out. They would go on to win the shootout. It is one of the greatest, penalty shots, I've ever seen.
Shootout saves
I've ever seen in my life. It was epic. And in Montreal on a Saturday night, you know that guy, all the hot dogs eating free tonight.
Do you think moments like that justify the shootout a little bit more?
I have no problem to shootout. I think at some point we have to.
I don't know if we've talked about that before.
Yeah, it's. I just think we have to end it. Otherwise, it just goes on and on. I'm happy to see it end. And there are few moments like that in the shootout. But when there is a special one on a Saturday night, that's highlight worthy. And we'll see that now in the plays of the year, from now till 2025.
Now, I didn't hear it because I was here at the game and we can't watch the broadcast the same way. But I guess Kevin Beck said dug into Cousins a little bit tonight. Have you heard about that at all, Struds? Some people are asking us about it on the stream. I didn't hear what he had to say, but I'm not sure if you did. But I guess he called him a rat is what some people are saying. And what did you think?
So generally speaking, when someone refers to a hockey player as a rat, it means that they are someone who stirs things up but never really – fights, and backs it up. Mm-hmm. He's just looking to stir it up. And so we've seen a number of hits. I think of Nick Cousins on Gabranson, absolutely disgusting hit. It's just gross. And then we saw a hit. He hit on the Jets. I didn't think that was actually that bad, but he threw it in there as an example. Then there was also a hit against Arizona, and he showed that one. And these are dangerous hits, and Bieksa would like the Department of Safety to do something about it. I would agree, because what happens is if, as a player, you feel that the league isn't protecting you or the refs, you decide you're going to take it into your own hands to send the message. Now, a guy like Nick Cousins probably won't get the message, but it makes you feel better when you do something.
Going back to your first point, I forgot to ask you if you broke your jaw at all playing. Have you had that experience before?
No, I had I got hit by a puck in the lips. Local hockey legend Nathan Dempsey hit me with a one-timer in practice, a very accurate shooter. And it broke my upper, I think they're called the upper mandible, and I had to go to braces. So I think I only sat out it wasn't very long, like a week maybe, and I just started playing again with a birdcage on. So I didn't break my jaw, but I broke that bone. So I don't know. I've seen other guys break it, and a lot of times it's just pain. Can you handle the pain? Because he's gonna wear a cage, I'm guessing, for quite a while, even after he does come back, whether it's 2 weeks or a month he comes back in.
Yeah, I never have. But were you on the team when Cassian broke Gagner's jaw?
No, I wasn't. I just left.
Yeah. That was a nasty one, man.
Yeah, nasty. And that was intentional. That was intentional. I'll go to my grave saying that was intentional. You have control of your stick in that moment.
Well, and then I don't know if you remember this, but the Oilers played, Gagner finally worked his way back into the lineup. And I can't remember I remember the sequence, the timing of it, but Gagner's first game was in Vancouver and he's got the full bubble. Mm-hmm. And Cassian ran him again. And then Sam was mad and yelling at him, and Cassian's like, I can't hear you. He's sort of pointing to these, I can't hear you. Yeah. So he's trolling him as the guy who crushed his face. He's trolling him, pretending he can't hear him because he had the full bubble. I remember that, man. That was rat material from Cassian, although Cassian does back it up.
Yeah, he does. And he was at his best when he did it like that, right? That's when he was really rolling.
Yeah. Okay, Zuby, I'm going to throw to a very quick commercial break right now, and I'm going to grab my popcorn here.
Okay.
And everybody is going to be really excited to see what happens as we try to go to break. We've got Strud's World coming up. Zuby, roll the commercials.
Here comes Marmot Basin.
Winter is upon us, so why not make the best of it? Marmot Basin Ski Resort is where it's at. Ski half price every day, no blackout periods. Pick up your escape card for $99 and make winter fun more affordable. Half the price, all the powder. Get yours at www.skimarmot.com.
Okay, heroes, are you trying to tough it out through a sports or life injury right now? Trying to prove your mettle by grinding through, gritting your teeth? Well, Redefined Health is here to say it's time to come on in. At Redefined Health, they'll high-five you for your toughness and then get to work on helping you fix the problem. Helping athletes and heroes find better balance, performance, and injury prevention is at RedefinedHealth.com.
When you make a mistake, heads should roll. It's not right. And I'm here. Someone has to put their foot down. Now that I say it out loud, it does sound a little crazy.
Guy, look good.
So the commercial break worked, Zuby, which is great. But did we have to run Strutty's World intro for a third time in the podcast? Like we couldn't have skipped over that one there?
I get enjoyment out of it each time.
Well, you are the one that put the hard work into making that thing, so you've damn well earned it. Time now for Strutty's World, brought to you by DLR Vinyl Products, with locations in Calgary and in Edmonton. Whether you are a homeowner, a contractor, or builder, DLR is the most reliable source for vinyl fence. Opened in 2005 and not going anywhere. Unmatched service, high quality, North American-made products. Visit DLRVinylProducts.ca. My brother Rick has the branch here in Edmonton. And for our Calgary listeners, and there are many of you, Rob has the branch down in Calgary. He's the one with the giant head, brother Rob. Strutty, what do we got, bud?
You know, penalty kill is a lot of things. It's positioning. It's, getting pressure up ice, getting in shooting lanes. But it really makes a difference when you get the puck on your stick and you're able to clear it. And coaches will harp on you. The higher you go up in the leagues, the more they talk about when you get a chance to clear the puck, you have to get it out. Case in point, end of the second period, Oilers had the power play. Jake Sanderson, there's nothing going on with the Oilers power play too much. Jake Sanderson gets the puck in the corner to the left of the goaltender with time, and he does not get it out. It goes right to Bouchard. Moments later, bang, pucks in the back of the net off of a Hyman stick. Taking that extra second to make sure you absolutely wire it out is so important. So what do you look for in a clear? Let's say below your own dots. That either has to be off the glass and out or up through the dot line. But you have to take a quick look to see where that D-man is standing. Smart D-men usually take away the wall just because it's kind of where most D-men shoot it. But there are some guys who cheat and they're kind of being between, like Nick Lidstrom used to be. But that clearing is so key. Then you look on the other side, the Oilers, and not so much tonight, but generally speaking, their clears when they've had the chance have been so clean and so quick that it really takes the momentum out of the other team. But more importantly, it takes 10, 20, 30 seconds sometimes for other teams to go back, get the puck, and then come back up, and they're not always together. So the clearing of the puck by D-men, specifically in this case, Jake Sanderson, is so key in that penalty kill.
Yeah, when it's funny, Strutty, how many times you see guys have time. That's the part, like if you're under crazy pressure, I can understand it if maybe you don't make the right play.
Right.
Number of times you see guys with time and still don't get it right.
Yeah, and the thing is, when you have time, you should be able to get it out. Now, if you don't have time, there are some coaches that are going to say to you, if you can't get it out or you don't think you can get it out, just hold it because at least you know where it is. And generally speaking, we're talking about the puck being below the goal line in the corners. That's not the worst place. Probably actually in your own zone when you're killing a penalty, that's probably the two places you want it the most, right? Anywhere else is now above the goal line or towards the middle of the ice. So they'll say, just hold it. Just keep it there till you either get the advantage or maybe take off 10, 20, 30 seconds off the clock.
How long has the puck over the glass penalty been around? Like how much of your career was that part of it for? And how much of an impact do you think that has had on the comfort level for penalty killers to just let her buck, just let her fly?
Yeah, there is some of that for sure. Because sometimes it just gets away from you, you know, or maybe the puck just gets up on edge and you just now whip it over the glass. I don't remember shooting it over a ton myself when I was playing, at least not unintentionally. There's a few intentional ones for sure. Oh, geez. Went out.
Hey,
I thought the glass isn't 20 feet high in that area. So I think, yes, there is a part of it. But, you know, I think if you put it up, like put it up around the guy's head, if you're going to shoot it at his head and make him really earn it to stop it. anything around the knee pads or on the ice, anything on the ice, I think that unless you know exactly there's a free lane, that's very risky business, as Jake found out tonight. Jake Sanderson.
We have a user called McFoe-Seidel. I believe, Zuby, that is a play on the second line. No, McFoe-Seidel. Yeah, McLeod, Fogle, Dreisaitl. Am I getting that right?
Oh, I guess so. I was assuming. I actually was thinking he wanted Fogle on the top line with McDavid and Dry. But that,
no,
yours
I
makes
think
more
it's
sense.
McLeod, Fogle. Yeah. Yeah, that makes more sense. McFoe-Seidel makes the point and says, and Brownie misses another legit Strutty's World. You need to do some of these legit ones because Rob Brown thinks this segment is entirely nonsense, Strutty.
That's fine. You know, he can get his own. I think the people have spoken. You know, Zuby played the intro three times. Zuby likes it. His intro, or maybe not my thing.
Can't get enough Strutty's World here on the podcast. And tonight's was brought to you by DLR Vinyl Products. Okay, let's get to Ask Us Anything. Brought to you by Rini Buchlan, the shark of the park of Maxwell Devonshire Realty. Rini's all about amazing service for her clients. Buying a house is a big deal, right? Of course it is. You need someone you can trust and who you know is working 24/7 to either sell your home or help you find a new one. We've got to look at some houses with Rini. She has a nice touch. Knows how to kind of leave you be so you can walk through the house and doesn't like hover over you the whole time. She just knows. She's got that touch. She gets it. Give her a call, 780-994-0280. I don't know, I feel like I want to let you two have at it here, Zuby. I'm going to grab my popcorn again here. If you need me, let me know, but I'm going to let you guys do Ask Us Anything, so have at her.
Okay. Hey, Strads. Calvin C. says, really looking forward to Oilers playing top teams in the West when they finish up sort of this run to see how they match up now. Do you think it's going to be different?
Well, you play top teams, obviously it's harder, but listen, they put themselves in a position, and we haven't even mentioned it. As of right now, they're in the second wildcard spot, which is huge, a huge moment for the Oilers considering where they started. So they're going to keep banking these points. You know, we expect them to bank some more points as they move forward. And then they start playing those higher quality teams. I'm guessing you're talking about Vegas, Dallas, LA, Vancouver, those types of teams, although they've already played Vancouver twice and lost. But they're going to be able to be ready, and their group is organized. I do feel now their group is organized. Especially teams have stabilized, goaltending stabilized, just overall play of everyone stabilized. Like I said earlier, the only guy that I'm really worried about is Connor Brown. I'm kind of waiting to show this year what he can do. And when he does, and I do believe he will, that'll be kind of like the last piece of the puzzle clicking in up front.
Strud's Norm Camp says he wants, you just talked about the penalty kill. He says, technically, what type of a penalty kill scheme are the Oilers running? How would you describe it?
I think, well, it's not a box. You know, people always talk about it's in a box. What they, generally speaking, what they're trying to do is like a 1-1-2. And the reason you do that, kind of your 2D in front, one forward, kind of in the slot between the hash marks and one above that. And what you're trying to do is you don't want to let that D-man get the middle. And so what they cut the middle off, so they kind of, the top forward will go and kind of push the guy down the wall. So he has less options down the wall. Then the other guy stays in the middle, so he can't zip it through the middle. So you're trying to just take away their options and put them where you want them, rather than kind of look at the Oilers power play, where Bouchard gets it up top and he's throwing it side to side to either player. Now you've got problems because players have to move around. So yeah, I'd call it like a 1-1-2 is what they do.
ADN says, takeaway, today's game was a lot slower pace than most Oilers games, and yet the Oilers dominated most of it. Good to see the Oilers can win different types of games. Do you agree with that, Strutz?
Well, I would, and so would Zach Hyman. Zach Hyman said, you know, we're winning games in different ways. And tonight was the top line, the power play, and the penalty kill. And goaltending. So those are the four areas that I'd say got the job done for the Oilers. Not that the other guys didn't try or weren't bringing it, but it was that night of the top line, the specialty teams, and the goaltender to get a win for the Oilers.
Noel Rinsky wants, he says, Strutty, not trying to be negative, but what are your thoughts on how Bouchard played the goal against?
That was the one that was called off and then they put it back in.
Kachuk came out from the corner.
Yeah, I didn't really notice anything that I thought was egregious. that situation? I don't know, Shogger, did you see anything that was, was awful about that?
No, I mean, obviously your eye kind of goes to the mayhem in front of the net.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll have to take another look at it. Like normally, it was late. It was later in the game. Normally, I would take two or three looks before we started the pod, but I was busy, so can't really answer that one. I'll chuck one at you here, Struds, from Nick. Am I the only one who thinks Knobloch isn't getting enough credit for the turnaround? Maybe it's because he seems to be such a quiet guy. What do you think? Head coach getting enough love?
He's the type of coach that when things are going well, he stands way behind the guys and lets them shine. Yeah. And I think when things will, if they go bad, and I'm guessing at some point they will go sideways, he'll stand in front of the group more. That just, he seems very, he just, I like the way he operates, right? I really like, he's very understated. And I,
cool
and
customer,
I,
yeah.
Yeah, and I don't, again, this isn't a reflection or my thoughts of what has come previously. This is his style. What Jay did worked as well, right? His style worked as well. Boy, I like the way Knobloch's handling this group right now.
Mm-hmm. A couple more, Zuby, and we'll wrap it up.
This one might be for you, Shogger. Obelisk is wondering, is Kane healthy now or is he still sitting out practices?
No, he practiced yesterday. I don't know if he's healthy or not, but he practiced 2 days ago. And I think he practiced yesterday as well. So, yeah, he was missing quite a few before, but with this break that they've had, maybe gave him a little bit of an opportunity to get healthy, so, or healthier. But, yeah, Struds, he was missing pretty regular practices before. And I'm not sure what that's – if how serious the injury is or whatever, but wasn't getting a lot of that practice time there.
And surprisingly, I was wrong. The team's practicing tomorrow, and then – maybe they won't practice on Monday when they travel.
Like yeah. Did you say that they weren't? Yeah, they'll take skate tomorrow and then it'll be – I think normally when they go east to travel because of the time zone scenario, they don't practice on those travel days.
Yeah.
And then they will practice if they're going the other way because they pick up the extra hour. So.
Yeah, I never went through it like that. I didn't see it that way. And it makes sense, but just a surprise. It's notable.
Notable.
Totally notable. Kind of a counterpoint here, and maybe you guys can tell me which side of this you're on. Hontorio Mohm says, if Kulak is playing as a number six leading up to the deadline, would it make sense to move Kulak and give Broberg Kulak's minutes?
Nope.
Opens up the cap space. You say no. Shane Matheson, the counterpoint to that, says, we save Kulak for the playoffs. That's his time. And he has been a great playoff performer.
Yeah, and you need the depth, guys. Like, if something happens to someone above, he's going to jump in there this summer. I'm not sure what's going to happen. And again, this isn't, I like Kulak as a player, but you got to save some money somewhere, right? To boost up some other areas. So that could be on the table then. I don't know. But there's, you don't, the six are playing really well together. Honestly, they're really doing well. So you don't break that up right now.
Do not trade Brett Kulak until you know exactly what you have in Philip Broberg.
Yeah, for
sure. Don't do it. And if they've done a better job of figuring out what they have in Philip Broberg, then maybe they'd have the luxury of moving that money off the books. But they don't know yet, and it would be a big mistake, I think, to go ahead and make that move. All right, that was Ask
Okay, hold on. Anything. Oh, sorry, hold on. I got one. I want one more and a quick shout-out. We got a good –
was that
if you don't mind my interrupting, yes.
That was you interrupting me.
If you don't mind my interruption, Ryan – pardon my interruption. That's another show. I want to do one more question and a quick shout out at the end here. But the question,
two things you're going to do.
Yes, okay, if that's ahead. All right. We got a good, crisp time going here tonight.
You guys get to go right to bed. I got to pack up and drive all the way home. But by all means, let's stretch it
I'll
out.
I'll be editing promos way later than I should. So it's Struds that gets to go to bed. He gets to walk behind the wall there and he's gone. McFoseidel says, ban the wave at Rogers Place. Sen scored very shortly after he did that. Struds, I know you must have a strong feeling about the wave in the crowd.
No, you know what? I don't actually. I kind of like it. I think energy in the building, I'll take it in any form it wants to express itself. Anything. Singing, dancing. My favorite is when they play a song and they turn it off and everyone keeps singing.
Yeah.
I love that one. But I'll take anything. Shogger, give me any energy and I'm into it.
Sure. Yeah, I know this whole issue that everyone's got with the wave and the timing and all that, I don't have an issue with it. It doesn't affect anything that's going on out there on the ice. Definitely not.
I agree too. We'll make it 3-for-3 because I don't even care if it's separate from the game. It's not a celebration that they're winning or going to win. It's just something fun in the crowd. I don't care if they do it when it's tied. But that's just me. And then the final shout out is the Dr. Carpy. It's his birthday today on the stream. So happy birthday.
Oh, always a great contributor.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, my friend. Okay. Let's wrap up the pod. Actually, Zuby, before we go, we want to give a little explainer to those Got Your Back fans who woke up the other day and sprinted to their phones to listen to our podcast from the night before. And all they heard was the Ray and Dregs hockey podcast.
Oh,
yeah. I was just putting the best content out there that I could find.
Yeah. It was the best content that Rev Media produced that day, yeah, for sure.
Do you know?
Well, that was one of those late night pods, and we've talked about you getting more sleep.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
I did a poor job of that, and the even poor job of it was I sleep with an earbud in my ear. I listen to a show, and I fall asleep, and it usually stays in. And my phone ringing from you at 5 a.m. on a day where I think I'm sleeping in, and then I look at it, and I see it's you, and I thought we don't have a pod today, and I turned it off. And then I thought about, then I'm awake. I'm lying there for about another 3, 4, 5 minutes, and I go, I effed something up. I better look at this.
Something is clearly wrong.
Chogger, you know what? Same dates, right? We recorded. They were both, and my file name ended in January 4, and I was just going too fast, and I didn't double check it. And yes, my apologies to anyone who was forced to listen to the Ray and Dregs hockey podcast. It's a good show too.
Got your back. It never sounded so good. So I had the live stream where I tried to lift my desk up and show everybody how cool I was.
Yeah.
And I completely destroyed the live stream. You've now botched one badly. So Struds, you're up, buddy. I can't wait to see what your big F up's going to be.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Well, one day I was 10 minutes late because you changed the time.
Yeah. all right, time now for our gem of the day. Struds, I think we got to go to Willie Nylander for this thing, man. All this talk about this contract and all this money, well, it's going to be like $8 or $9 million over the summer. Now we're talking about 11.5 schmil, and then he was an absolute baller post-game tonight.
Yeah, I didn't have the shirt on.
So obviously he won whatever was that for the Leafs, their player of the night or whatever it is. But he actually did his interviews shirtless with the gold chain and talking about the $11.5 million contract. So that to me, I saw that. I was like, oh, that's got gem of the night written all over it, though. Although Tony Brar has to be a close second to me.
That Tony, no doubt. But I love how it's someone's leaked it out there because they thought 8 or 9. It's been 11. Now it's 11.5. They've been slowly working their media to get that out there so their fans get the message. Because if they said it was 8 and all of a sudden it's 11.5, fans would be rolling out there.
I think look out, Leafs fans.
I think lots of folks on the stream are enjoying Ryan casually eating popcorn as their gem of the day today as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I got it. It's media popcorn. We get made fun of all the time. There it is right there, baby.
But with that big head of yours, it looks like you're just slipping Tic Tacs in there.
Well played. Well played, sir. All right, guys. Thanks. Zuby, great job, buddy. We had a little bit of fun at your expense, but we love you. You know that.
No problem. I give myself a C+ for this show.
Yeah, that's being generous. Struds, have a good night, buddy.
Yeah, good night, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for tuning into the live stream here on Got Your Back. We normally do a Sunday night pod. We're going to press pause on that tomorrow because this was so late. You know, just to re-rack and go again tomorrow. We're going to hold off. We'll do one on Monday night. So Monday night will be the next Got Your Back. LeBron and I are going to drop an NHL pod on Monday morning. So if you don't subscribe to that, check that one out. It's Got Your Back NHL, LeBron and Rashog. Mike Johnson back from the World Juniors. He'll be joining us as well. Big thanks to all of you for joining us tonight. Thanks to our sponsors, including our title sponsor, Sherwood Buick GMC. Chat with you in a couple of days, folks.